After challenging times in life, we're kind of often told that building up our resilience is key. It's key to getting back on track. But what if that was the wrong approach to take? Well, neuroscientist Brian Penny is here to explain why it's not as simple as just learning to overcome adversity. Isn't that right, Brian Penny?
That is right, Jen. Really is. And one thing I'd love to say as well, so resilience isn't necessarily a bad thing. It's mental toughness, it's grit, it's determination, it's doggedness. So they're all really, really good traits. But the problem is, you'll take on more things, like whether it's at home and you're doing loads of stuff with kids and stuff like that, you'll take on more duties, you'll take on more things at the home, whether it's in work. If you're successful in the workplace, people will give you more work to do. So the problem with being resilient, it's kind of a double-edged sword, that you'll be more overwhelmed, the friction will build. And eventually, I don't care how resilient or how dogged and determined you are, when the pressure becomes too much and there's too many things to do, too much overwhelm, relationships, work, financial pressures, even the most resilient of us will fall.
Are we born with resilience, or is this something that we have to work on?
Right. So from a biological perspective, basically, most of the stuff we learn is learned.
Okay.
Nature, nurture, debate kind of a thing. So it's called a tabula rasa in Latin. It's like the blank slate. But from a biological, we are sort of born with a kind of a temperament. So if you have a sensitive temperament, you may not be as resilient, able to take on the pressures of life. So there is a little bit of a biological element to it. But I would say it's only about 5% of the game. The rest is 95%.
Okay. Is part of the problem is we put too much value in resilience?
I think that is a big challenge. Like, it's the way we look at the world. Like, it's a term that is really easy to grab. Like, it's say you have to be resilient.
Mm.
And it taps into all of those other words I was talking about. It's grit, determination, and there are all kinds of good things. And there's often people speak about it these days that the other generations aren't as resilient. And for me, maybe they just haven't learned those coping strategies that other generations needed to learn. So resilience is important, but it's an inability to face those adverse situations. And that's why I like to use the term beyond resilience. It's moving beyond resilience, and that's where the real gains are.
Okay, what do you mean? Talk to me more about this beyond resilience.
Right, so it's really getting under the bonnet of that. And I often think of my own life experiences as well. So it's basically using adversity, obstacles and challenges as ways to learn and grow. And when I think of my own experiences, like, I suffered horrifically with anxiety for so long. I just couldn't handle anxiety. But I've developed coping strategies around that. So now when I get anxious, like, anxiety is just a signal. It's not necessarily bad. It's a signal of potential danger. So I've developed strategies around appraising that danger and then being able to regulate my body. I have a beautiful relationship with anxiety today, but I used the challenge of anxiety as fuel to grow. And when you think of life's inevitable challenges, because life is hard, life is full of challenges, relationship challenges, different challenges with emotional reactivity, just the different things that life throws our way. If you use those challenges as a way to learn and grow, you are actually growing despite the challenges instead of them bringing you down.
Can you explain a bit more about social resilience? What do you mean by that?
Yeah, and I think this is really an important one, because I've designed sort of a framework for this where I talk about biological resilience, psychological resilience, emotional resilience, and social resilience was the last one. But it's probably the most important one. And I think when I speak to a lot of people, and whether this is in the corporate arena, whether it's with people at home or whatever, it's the relationships that we have bring a lot of the challenges into our lives, whether it's in-laws,
oh
whether
God,
it's
so true.
Siblings.
I'm so happy you said in-laws first.
In-laws.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, so that's the thing.
Because is it because they mean the most to us? Because they're emotional, because they're people close to us. That really is all that matters to us.
Definitely so. I remember hearing that one time, it's like, if you think you're enlightened, go spend a weekend with your parents.
Yeah.
I don't know where I heard that. And it's because you love them. And I think there's that conditioning that they've had an evolved ability to trigger you in time. And it's still, you go back to your childhood nearly, especially if you have them deeper relationships.
Yeah.
So, but in terms of that moving beyond resilience, like we need, one of the best ways to be resilient is to have a support network. So it's nurturing the people, nurturing the relationships close to you. So you have people during times of stress, challenges and adversity to turn to and speak to for advice. And the flip side of that is it's eliminating or minimizing the impact of, let's say, toxic or problematic relationships in your life. Because if you remove those, you're going to enhance your ability to handle situations as well. And then there's this idea of people pleasing and learning how to say no. Say, well, what's going to serve me in this situation? So if you build a toolbox of tactics and strategies, we'll say, well, that isn't for me. And if you are under stress, you can reach out to your support networks and look for help.
What about emotional resilience? How does that differ from social?
Right, so the big one for me, I think everything comes back to biology at the end of the day. Mm. But one of the ones with emotional reactivity, and I think of my own life and addiction as well, like I was a very impulsive person. I suffered with anxiety. I wanted to remove those feelings and I reached for drugs. That's what landed me in addiction for so long. But with emotional resilience, what we need to do is we need to create a space between the inevitable challenges of life and our reaction to them. So I'm still faced with challenges for obvious reasons. I live in love, you live in the world, there's yep. going to be challenges. But I don't react in an emotional way anymore. There's a space. So I've carved out an ability to create that space where you can respond in a rational manner. Because what will happen there is, like, there'll be an adverse event, there'll be an emotional trigger mm-hmm. that will probably trigger other emotional events. Anger turns to guilt. Guilt turns to sadness. Sadness might turn to a bottle of wine, might turn into a hangover. And these might trigger each other and get out of hand. So it's catching the initial challenge in full flight emotionally through that space is absolutely crucial.
I got a text in for you.
Brilliant.
Can you ask Brian how does he control anxiety when it's almost on the verge of a panic attack?
Oh, yes. The breath is the key. Now, this is challenging for people. So I suffered with panic attacks and anxiety and I had a chronic fear of my breath. So I really, really struggled with this. I was afraid of my heartbeat, pulse and breath. Very hard things to run away from.
Yeah.
And when the mindfulness is brilliant for these things, but mindfulness through the breath and breath techniques. But some people that struggle with panic attacks, they're actually afraid of the breath because they associate that with the panic attack
yes.
and with the anxiety. So the entry point for me was the breath, but I couldn't focus on the chest because I was afraid of that. So I remember it was a psychologist. It was when I was in detox nearly 10 years ago. And she turned around to me and she says, well, focus on the nostrils. Feel the air coming into the nostril, the cold air coming in and the warm air going out. Because if you can focus on the nostril part, it's unlikely you'll have panic and anxiety associated with that part of your body. But you're still getting the breathing techniques in and you're calming the system down. Now, the reason why the breath is so important is because anxiety, stress and panic all come through a system known as the autonomic nervous system. Now, the reason why it's called autonomic is that it's automatic. There's nothing we can do about it. It just happens.
Yeah.
Your heart rate increases, mm-hmm. your breath increases, your liver produces glycogen. It turns off your cortex, your thinking center as well. That's the fight and flight response. But how we can control that is through our breath, through the diaphragm, basically. And a great technique from this for this is to breathe 3 seconds in and 6 seconds out. And do it through the nostrils if you're struggling with the chest and struggling with the breath. And what this actually does at a biological level, this is some of the latest research from neuroscience, it basically slows down the rate of your heart because the out-breath slows down your heart, the in-breath speeds it up. So 3 seconds in, 6 seconds out, do that 10 times and at a biological level, you'll slow down your heart rate
this
and
works.
Reduce anxiety. Yeah.
Very, very good tip. Okay. Just back to resilience. Overall then, why do you think this idea of moving beyond resilience is better than normal resilience?
I think sort of going back to the starting point as well, if you are resilient, you are going to take on more baggage. And one of the challenges with this is basically burnout. There is a tipping point.
And we're hearing
point.
That a lot lately, aren't
yeah,
we?
Yeah, definitely. And that's one of the big things. A burnout will happen. It's just there's a tipping point somewhere and you will reach that if you keep on going. So one of the biggest benefits of moving beyond resilience, it's whether it's nurturing those relationships, support networks, whether it's creating guardrails or boundaries around challenging relationships, whether it's saying no to doing too much work, whether it's regulating your emotions, creating that scientific toolbox to handle stress. stress, what you are actually doing, you are creating all of those benefits so you don't tip over the edge and you don't need to be resilient. And you are actually developing new skills, new strategies to be able to manage the ever-growing, overwhelming life world that we're living in today.
Amazing. Brian Penny, neuroscientist and author, thank you for joining me again today. Always a pleasure.
Could I jump in, Jen, just
yes.
on the course? Sorry.
Oh,
yeah.
On,
so sorry. So I'm launching it today. I was meant to launch it this morning. I'm going to be launching it later on today. So it's a course called Beyond Resilience, How to Use Adversity as Fuel for Growth. And it's basically four modules, the biological, emotional, social and psychological. And for anyone, it's...
Who's this targeted at? So if people are listening, they're going, oh, would this be for me? I don't know. Who is it for?
Right. Interesting enough. So I was at a talk this morning for CEOs, basically, in Ireland, and I was targeting a corporate version for them so it can work for them. But equally, I deliver this in schools. I deliver this in a school for young people as well. So it's very foundational kind of stuff. But specifically for anyone who's feeling overwhelmed, who is struggling with relationships in their lives, who is feeling like they are hitting that burnout point, or who just wants to really to fulfill your true potential, because life can hold you back. And if you really want to fulfill your potential, it's about really accessing these tools. So
you need to stop, don't you?
You need to stop
for a second, because it's not going to get better if you do nothing about it.
Yeah.
It's going to just keep going, right?
Yeah. Definitely. And just for anyone that wants it, if you use the tag Jen, so go onto my website, brianpenny.com, go into the courses there, or I'm going to be launching it on Instagram. So it's brianpenny78 on my Instagram. I'll be launching it in about a couple of hours.
Okay.
And use the code Jen and you get 10% off as well.
Lovely. Brian Penny, P-E-N-N-I-E. Go and find him on Instagram. You'll get a link there. If you're feeling close to burnout and you want the tools to help you navigate this thing called life, go and check it out. Always a pleasure, Brian. Thank you.
Thanks,
so
Jen.
Much for coming in.
Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.